A reading from the Gospel of John. After Jesus had fed the 5,000 men, his disciples saw him walking on the sea. The next day, the crowd that had stayed on the other side of the sea saw that there had been only one boat there. They also saw that Jesus had not gotten into the boat with his disciples, but that his disciples had gone away alone. Then some boats from Tiberias came near the place where they had eaten the bread after the Lord had given thanks. So, when the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him that God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, What must we do to perform the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." Thus ends the Gospel. I had Mass this morning at Jesus' tomb. I mean that quite literally. I am in Jerusalem, and I had Mass at the place where Jesus was buried and rose from the dead. It's a wonderful and ambiguous place, the Holy Sepulchre, because during the day, it's crowded with people, some praying, some crying, and some just taking pictures of the whole thing. "Hey, look at that! What do you know?" And people fighting over who has right to be where, when. So many things that can distract us. And I heard this reading and I thought of that. You people are here not because you saw the signs, but because you had your fill of bread. It's an attraction, a tourist attraction. But it wasn't that way this morning at 5:15. We were a small group, so all of us could fit right inside the tomb. And you're not sure how other people are taking this until we got to the sign of peace. And that was just so warm. We embraced one another with eyes that said, "Ah, I know, me too, to be here." We saw the signs and got over the distractions of the people waiting outside for us to finish. This is, I think, what Jesus is challenging us to, of course, in this reading. Don't just eat the bread, see the signs. But it's our job not to disparage the people who eat the bread and are looking for more. The people came from Tiberias, got in their boats, went searching for Jesus because they want more. Not just more bread, but something missing in their life that he can give them. And that's the way we need to be with others who show that first blush of faith. Maybe they don't understand this rightly, but there's something there. And like Jesus, we work with them. Yes, you're coming because Jesus' message is exciting. But what's really going to excite you is believing in him. Because if you just have this message for today, tomorrow it's gone. But once you believe in him, that faith abides. That faith stays with you. So let us challenge ourselves today, do we need to take the next step to a more abiding faith? Not just Jesus who feeds me, but Jesus who is what I have been searching for. Or maybe we need to help somebody else take that next step. Because we all walk this path together.